Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of Social Media Secrets. Today we are going to be talking about how we got a coach over 100 leads a day. Over 100 leads a day within just 1 week of working together. Cue the intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it has been kind of an interesting week. I've actually been with the kids, with Paul. He's on a trip to Canada to visit some of our good friends, and it's been a little bit different. So obviously I've been really thankful that I've had the support of like Kellyanne, who is my assistant, and my sister Stephanie. They've been kind of helping out, which has been awesome, because we didn't exactly make this a light week with a light workload. It's a full work week, and man, when you're taking care of three kids and running a couple businesses, it's a lot. But I'm not going to complain. It's been fun. We've been having fun. We hung out last night, and it felt like a throwback, because what most people don't know is actually Kellyanne goes back 10 years or even more. It might even be 11 years now. I've known her for almost half my life. And so it felt like a throwback night to 10 years ago, which was kind of crazy. But anyway, so I want to share with you guys something that was really cool. So not that long ago, we took on a client who told us that they had been through 6 Facebook ad managers. So if you're thinking what I'm thinking, that kind of is like, uh-oh, why is that? Is there, you know, something wrong? Is there a red flag? What's going on? And the biggest thing is that when we took this client on, they had one major goal. One, first and foremost, this is the most important goal for them, that this goal that they had, that 6 Facebook ad managers / agencies could not achieve, was to get them to 100 leads a day. For some reason, they were being told time and time again that it was tough to find their audience, that the ads wouldn't scale, that there just wasn't enough people who wanted to register every single day. And of course, if you know me, I can't help it. I love a challenge. So when you tell me that 6 different Facebook ad managers could not get you to 100 leads a day, what do you think is going to be the first goal for me every single day? Yeah, of course, it's going to be to dive on in and get 100 leads a day. So as we dove in, I looked at, you know, the copy, the creative, and the targeting, and all of my spidey senses were telling me that there was no reason that my client couldn't get 100 leads a day. But right now they were stuck at maybe like 2 to 5, maybe 2 to 10 at the most. As I was looking at their campaigns, I saw that there were a lot of audiences being targeted. There were some entrepreneurial audiences. There were some audiences that were based on lifestyle, and the copy was pretty much on point, as well as the images looked nice. There were some that were performing better than others. Not all of them were performing equally. But the biggest thing that I was looking for when I dove into this ad account before we took on the client was, do I see potential to scale? Do I see potential to get to 100 leads a day? And the crazy thing is, as I looked at all of the different interests and ad sets that had been run and were being run, I saw that most of them were only being run for $5 a day, which is kind of crazy. Because if you think about it, $5 a day, you're not going to get anywhere near 100 leads a day with a budget of $5 a day, even if you have a couple of those ad sets. So one of the things that I do when I work with clients is we like to do the math backwards. So we think about, okay, if you want 100 leads a day, let's talk about what that price point could be. If it's in an awesome industry and the ads are hitting and we hit the targeting right, we might be able to get leads for $1 or $2 a lead. But realistically, there's a very good chance that the lead cost could be somewhere between $3 and $7 a lead, maybe even a little more depending on the industry. So when you're thinking about it that way, it's kind of interesting, because when you do the math, $5 a day wouldn't even be close. That'd be maybe one lead a day, maybe two, maybe not even one. So you have to do the math. And this is one of the mistakes that I see a lot of people make. I'm going to share with you how we did the math for this client to make sure that everything was making sense, and then how ultimately I used math to determine the trajectory of my client's campaigns. So with this client, I did the math and I realized, okay, there's a chance every lead could cost up to $10 a lead. Let's just pretend, because they had been running an average of $5 to $7 per lead in the past. So I said, okay, if we're going to scale massively, there's a chance it might be $10 a lead. So if we need 100 leads a day, at $10 a lead, that's $1,000 a day. Far cry from $5 to $10 a day, right? Massive difference. So I knew that we needed a bunch of different targeting and ad sets to work that ultimately were probably spending $30 to $50 a day. So we started running quite a few different ad sets. I mean, just for math numbers, I'm going to say it was about $50 a day per ad set. And we got 20 ad sets running at first. So we did everything from lookalikes to their clients. We did lookalikes to their website traffic. We did stacked lookalikes. We ran lifestyle-based interests. We ran interests that were warm markets. We warmed markets with video views. And the cool thing is, within less than 7 days, we hit 100 leads per day. They were absolutely ecstatic. And then the coolest part about it all is we were able to pull back and actually decrease our budgets because we got the lead cost down. So one of my favorite parts of the scaling process is duplication. But I personally call the process cutting and scaling. It's how I handle scaling. If you're not familiar with it, go ahead and check out SMU Elite, because cutting and scaling is my favorite way and my most reliable way to scale your ads. So what we did is we cut and scale and ultimately discovered that we were able to get leads for between $4 and $5. So we got the client's ad spend daily to between $400 and $500, plus a little bit more for some remarketing and video views and warming and branding and all that. But the cool part was we were able to halve our costs for our ad spend in order to get our client to 100 leads a day. And we were seriously so stoked about this. So one of the biggest things that I want you to take away from this is recognizing whether or not you're spending enough to ultimately have a successful campaign. If your goals are to, you know, have a $25,000 launch, there's a very good chance that you need an ad budget of somewhere between $2,000 and $10,000. I know that's not what most people like to hear. Most people like to hear that you can have an ad spend of $500 and make a $25,000 launch. I wish that was always possible. I totally do. But the reality is, most people in real life, outside of the world of online marketers, would kill for a 2 or a 3 or a 4 or a 10x return on ad spend. So it's kind of funny, because as online marketers, sometimes we have unrealistic expectations. And I think it's a really good reminder sometimes to focus on realistic expectations. So if you say, if all this launch did was get, you know, if all this campaign did was get 2x return on ad spend, so I put $1 in and I get $2 back, that's enough. But if I want a $25,000 launch, I need to know realistically that I might have to spend $12,500. Now, granted, a lot of times you're able to get better returns on digital marketing. Sometimes you're able to get a 3 to a 5x ROAS. Sometimes you're able to get a 10x return, which is phenomenal and very, very exciting. But that is not the norm. That doesn't happen every single time. So when you're doing your math and you're trying to figure out, okay, if I need 100 leads a day, or if I want a $25,000 launch, or if I need to, so basically you just take the end result goal and you reverse engineer it to say, okay, how much do we need to spend? And recognize that maybe leads aren't going to be $1 or $2. That's okay. But I wanted to share that with you guys, because I was really excited about that success that we had for that client. She's a coach, and it's really, really exciting for her because it's going to be transformational in her business. So I just wanted to share that. I will see you guys later on the next episode of Social Media Secrets.